Hello? In here. Hello? What? You. Your face is doing something. Something fishy. What? What have you done? You are smiling and you're freaking me out. What have you done? You've done something. Just please let me know now because I'm about to take off my bra. And once I do that, I cannot help you with whatever's going on. I am about to put on my pajamas. I am legally allowed to be braless. Because it's the law. So, what have you done? Okay, I am calm. But why do I need to be calm? Please don't tell me I need to help you hide a body. Not tonight. I don't have the strength. I did Zumba yesterday and my core is non-existent. Good. So, what is it? Yes. I remember. I remember you said you were going to treat me because I'm wonderful and marvelous and deserve all the jelly beans in the world. Is that it? Well, I'll settle for all the jelly beans at the store. That seems reasonable. I don't want to be a diva. I would give it a fair try. Do not underestimate the capacity that is my stomach, my friend. Okay. Not jelly beans. Is it food? Is it clothes? Is it candles? We like candles. Okay. I surrender. Lay it on me. Fine. Last one quickly. You've kidnapped David Attenborough, and you're gonna have him read me bedtime stories. Oh, that is disappointing. A girl can dream. Maybe next time. I'm done. I'm out. Please bestow upon me the gift that I cannot eat nor wear. I am ready. I remember. Calm. I am calm. I will remember it. I don't know why you think I'm gonna freak out. Babe. No. No. Goodness, you are better than all the jelly beans in the world. Oh my god. Babe, she's so beautiful. Oh. devastated. Of course I'm happy. I cannot believe I get this little nugget. Oh, look at you. Oh my goodness. I am gonna spoil you rotten. It's gonna be sickening. Everyone will know me as that sad lady who treats you like a baby because you are my baby. Yes, yes, you are. You're my baby girl. Oh, babe. She's perfect. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know. She's to share. I'll try, I promise. It's gonna be really hard because I just wanna squeeze you and kiss you and keep you all to myself. Baby. And apparently, since you're a share and a present, I suppose I'll have to let you come up for air sometime. But just sometimes. This might be the best day of my life. No hyperbole, just facts. I love her. And you. Thank you. So, do we need to bundle her into the car and go on a mad dash to get everything, or... You are prepared? Collar, leash, food, and a bed? Color me very, very impressed. But, you know, you probably shouldn't have bothered with the bed. Well, she's not gonna need it. Because we both know she's just gonna end up sleeping with us. Yes, she is. Oh, she is. Because she is. I bet you anything she ends up curled up at the bottom of our bed before you can say, "Daddy's so silly." Because you're her daddy. If I'm her mommy, you're her daddy. Plus, you're a softie and you always cave. You are, you do, and we love you very much for it. Of course she does. Look at her. Look at her little face. How could she not love you? She has the heart of a marshmallow. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Oh, I love you so much I could barf. Best. Present ever. Thank you, Danny. Come on, baby girl. Let's get you all settled in our lovely big bed. Nice and cozy and cute as a teddy bear. Teddy bear? Shall we call you Teddy Bear? Why not? She's as cute as a teddy bear. She's perfect. Fine. Marshmallow. French fry. Cottontail? You're just being obstructive. I am coming up with all these valid and beautiful suggestions, and you are just... I am not scarring her. I'm giving her a name that reflects how scrumptious she is. Fine. I'll give you the night to come to terms with it. She's gotta be named something cute. She can't just be called something like Spot. Well, that is kind of cute. Spot? Ugh. Bring your suggestions to the table or cease mocking. Whatever you are the best little puppy, and we love you, and I promise we'll try not to squish you in our sleep. That would not be a great start. No squish puppy. What about squish? Splat? Have I told you that I love her? Really, 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 absolutely love her. All I'm gonna talk about is this dog. Forever and ever and ever. My phone is gonna be full of the exact same photo over and over and over and over and over again. I am so happy. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, baby. We're not leaving you out. Come here. No need to be jealous. No, no, no. Because we love you the most. You are the most beautiful little puppy girl I ever, ever, ever saw. You did not think this through. We cannot have sex in front of the dog. No. Absolutely not. She is a baby. She's our baby. She can't possibly witness such acts of debauchery. No. It has to be pure, unadulterated wholesomeness around here. Fine, but not right away. I don't want to traumatize her. It could be traumatic. Poor baby girl. I promise. None of that stuff going on around here. Just sleeping. Maybe, maybe, if Danny is very, very good, maybe some hand-holding. I love her. And I love you. Mainly her. But you too. Danny is so silly. Just for tonight. You okay? Did she pee? Oh, good girl. It's so good. Dogs are amazing. They make peeing cute. Peeing should never be cute. You make it so, baby girl. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Such a good girl. You think we should have like a designated pee area? So she doesn't mess up the grass? You know, the dog pee. Especially girl dog pee. Ruins lawns. I don't know, it's something specific to their pee. Just makes it all faded and patchy. We had a golden retriever when I was little, and my mom used to lose it over the lawn. I know. Gardens are nice, but slobbery puppies are so much better. And anyway, something to think about. God, so much to think about. Name, training. Are we gonna take her to puppy classes? I think it's a good idea. It's really easy to get caught up in how cute they are, but these guys get big so quick, and they need to know not to eat people. I think that's gonna be a must. Gonna be a long few months. Oh. I say that, but she's gonna be big in no time. Puppy class. Puppy class. Thank you. Tell me you got her one of those collars with a bow. And why not? Do not deprive our child. Traumatizing her. It's called love, you wouldn't understand. You're gonna be that dad that never wanted the dog.